need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, pagans and paniscus, bonobo sapiens, whippers and snappers, floggers and floggies, heart-shaped butts, and ancient history nuts. Yes, indeed, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Amen!
Can I get an A, women?
A, women!
Friends! Romans! Country women! Lend me your ears. I come to bury Valentine's Day, not to praise it. Sorry to mangle Shakespeare's words, but here's the deal. Valentine's Day, yeah, is fake news concocted by the early Catholic Church, enhanced by Hallmark, and sweetened by C's, and aided and abetted by Amazon, of course, based upon a sexless fairy tale starring Saint Valentine. Yes, indeed, Saint Valentine, as you can imagine, was a celibate Christian priest arrested for unlawfully marrying young couples in evil pagan Rome. So goes the fairy tale. While imprisoned, Valentine healed his jailer's blind daughter, and they fell in love. Sexless love, of course. And this was the church that made this up. And before he was executed, on February 14th, he left that jailer's daughter a farewell note, which she could now see, having been healed by his saintly ophthalmological skills. And he signed it, "Your Valentine." Oh, yes, what a touching story of chaste ideals, befitting the high holiday of hopelessly romantic love. But alas and alack, the ideal is the enemy of the real, as Captain Max has long said. And yes, in reality, there were several Christian martyrs named Valentine. And there's really no evidence that any of them actually healed their jailer's daughter. And certainly none of them composed a farewell note. So, that's all fake news. However, the ideal is more marketable than the real. At least according to Hallmark, De Beers, Sees, Amazon, and Bloomberg. Even though it could give you a toothache. Cost you 3 paychecks. Or drive you crazy just trying to order an Uber Eats romantic dinner like we did last night. We did finally get it. And it was good. And I'm all for romance, and I've got the almost 28-year-old marriage certificate and the ring to prove it. And I love the roses and the orgasms that my Valentine gave me on Valentine's Day. I do. I'm kind of a romantic. But, you know, reality is that Valentine's Day disguises and sanitizes and commercializes the original, primal, pagan holiday of the heart. Yes, the heart, which isn't really here. It's another place that we'll talk about in a moment. But that holiday is called Lupercalia! Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? How? Lupercalia is a heartfelt feast for all the senses, including your sense of history. Yes, indeed. So, as you can see by my horny horns, I am channeling the spirit of Pan, great horny, horned, Greco-Roman goat god of the wild. And Pan is also called Lupercus by the Romans, also Faunus, but this holiday is called Lupercus for Lupercalia. And Pan is the patron saint of the bonobos, yes indeed, whose Latin classification is Pan Paniscus, yes indeed. And actually, just in case you don't know, Valentine's Day is now World Bonobo Day. If you're listening to us live, it's World Bonobo Day weekend, so happy World Bonobo Day. But not being very bonobo-esque, the early church turned poor, horny, horned Pan into the devil. Yes, and the rest is satanic history. But tonight, Pan reincarnates as Bonobo Pan. Yeah. And if you use your imagination, if the social media demons haven't already vaporized what's left of your imagination, our cave-like womb room will be transformed into the womb-like cave of the Lupercal via the amazing transformative power of the erotic theater of the mind. Yes, indeed. So, gather round your screens. And if you're feeling frisky and into history, well, I'll tell you a story. Now, I'm going to start with the star of the Lupercalia story, and that would be, of course, the Looper. Now, if you don't know a looper from a leper, well, looper in Latin means she-wolf. And our looper is played once again. She is reprising her award-winning role. She is a multiple Susie Award winner, Rhiannon Ahrens.
A multiple Susie Award winner is multiple orgasms, maybe, but it's a close call.
Yes, yes, all of it. You've won awards for your orgasms. You've won awards for your MFA intelligence and your creativity, and you're our most well-rounded kingster. Really.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Right, and I see you've got your fur there ready for wolf. Characterization.
That I do.
Very good. And since you're going to be the wolf soon, I'm going to ask you right now, how you doing, Rhiannon?
I'm great. Yeah, I've been really busy.
What are you busy on?
I now own part of a production company in Canada called Maximum Absorbency Incorporated.
I love it. Just the first syllable is max.
That's true.
So, you know, that's very important.
Absorbency.
Yes. Yeah. Very good. So that's great. We can't wait to see what Academy Awards you win.
Let's hope.
But remember, your first awards were Susie Awards.
And the best awards.
And always the best awards. Nobody else is going to give you awards for being a well-rounded kingster. So, she is going to be the looper very shortly, Rhiannon. But I also want to introduce our other two main characters of our Lupercalia story, who are twin brothers, yes. And since we seem to only have girls tonight, well, you know, it's Galentine weekend in addition to being Valentine weekend. So the other two characters, the other two main characters are two brothers, and you might have heard of them from your ancient Roman history classes, Romulus and Remus, and they are the sons of Mars, and that's the god of war. Not very bonobo, but, you know, Rome wasn't very bonobo. I mean, they were pretty warlike.
Savage.
And the and Queen Rhea Silvia, daughter of King Numitor of Alba Longa. So tonight, we are going to have our Romulus played by our own Sunshine.
Oh, okay.
You're going to play Romulus first. And then you're going to be the sacrificial goat.
Right now I'm just a kid with a cleft lip.
Yeah, you are a kid with a cleft lip. Right. So that's cool. So you're going to be Romulus. And we have someone new, a virgin to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Oh my God, it's me.
We are so excited, oh my God.
To pop her
that,
cherry.
We have Charlie Zizix.
Yes, hello.
Yes,
hi.
Erotic entertainer.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you can
nice
stand up
everyone.
And show
oh,
off
okay.
that great outfit.
Yeah.
And that beautiful, tall body. Oh
nice.
Yes, Charlie Zizix. And,
it's,
and oh yeah, you know
nice
that's asses are well. Very important for Lupercalia, as we will soon
we'll
discover. It's after all about floggers, not yes. flowers. Although I like flowers.
I like both.
Yeah, both. We can maybe flog you with a flower.
yes,
so
please.
So I like your green hair too.
Thank you.
It matches
Thank
our
you.
Backdrop. And how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing really good, yeah. I've had a good weekend.
Yeah.
Galentine's weekend.
You did. You had a Galentine's.
Yeah, I did. I had like a big hosted party at my house with a bunch of friends, so that was exciting.
All right.
Yes.
Yes. Galentine's days. Technically the day before Valentine's Day, but we celebrated all weekend.
Yeah, why not celebrate it like all the time?
And how about Valentine's Day? That was yesterday.
Valentine's Day. I went to like a show. I went out to a concert last night.
I guess that's romantic.
Yeah. I went with my partner and some friends, so.
Oh, with your partner, okay, good. And some friends. Well, I like that that's communal. Very good. And how about you? I didn't ask you. Do you have a good Valentine's, Galentine's?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. We just had dinner with Chef Johnny. And
all right, Chef Johnny. Mm,
excellent. We had oysters.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm. Nice. That's very sexy.
It was wildly aphrodisiac.
Yes. I think it's mainly the eating of the oysters that's aphrodisiac. I don't know about the zinc taking effect right away.
I think it's all of it. Yeah. You know, it is very close to cunnilingus eating
an
oyster.
Yes.
That's exactly what she was saying last week.
Hopefully your pussy doesn't taste like an oyster. But the texture is oyster-like.
The worst things a pussy could taste like.
It definitely could.
My Valentine's Day!
How was your Valentine's Day?
My friend, she's visiting me, and we had Galentine's, and she got me this poop.
It's the cutest poop.
You know?
Yeah, and we got, way too drunk last night, and we went to strip club knockouts.
All right.
Yeah, it was
okay, fun. Well, I'm glad people are having interesting Valentine's Day, but
and getting poop.
Wait until you get a load of Lupercalia.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited for Lupercalia.
So Lupercalia begins really with a mean guy, kind of like this guy. He should be gagged with a heart. But anyway, this guy is named Amulius. Okay. Evil Uncle Amulius. And our evil Uncle Amulius is supposed to be played by Captain Max, who actually is from Rome. He was born in Rome. And so, Max, are you ready for your star turn as mean old Uncle Amulius?
Sono pronto.
Sono pronto. Okay. And so what we need is two people. So you're going to be Romulus and Remus, and now I need two volunteers. If you're afraid to be on camera, you can wear a mask. I have masks. But to be the Tiber River, okay? We have to have this Tiber River. But you got to be in the Tiber River. So we need people to play the Tiber River.
Can two people be voluntold?
No, not him. Somebody else. Okay. Harry, how about being Tiber River?
Okay.
You have been voluntold.
You got to be the river shifter.
River, and it would be nice, let's see, we need to have somebody else on the other end.
Yeah.
Anna, yes. Anna's going to be the other end of the Tiber River. So pull them
Here's
so
the
that
river.
They're long as possible. And now my two, Romulus and Remus, Captain Max, who is going to be mean old Uncle Amulius, is going to toss the two children, Romulus and Remus, into the Tiber River. Do you have your little Romulus
I have
and
my
Remus.
Children.
I guess
you have your children.
Have
oh, look who's here.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can play part of the river. Okay, Harry, give up your part. Okay, so yes, you're going to be a river. So this is Juicy May. Return to us. Yay, we're very excited to have Juicy May.
Juicy May.
Or actually, Juicy May could be Romulus. You be the river. Yeah.
I be the river?
Yeah, you be the river. And Juicy May, you're going to be a bigger part, which is Romulus.
You're my
and
twin.
So Captain Max, as Amulius, you're going to throw the children, Romulus and Remus, into the Tiber River. This is prehistoric Roman infanticide or birth control.
It's rough. The river is rough tonight.
And
tonight the river is rough, and it's a good time to take those children and throw them in the river. You dirty rats.
That's so mean.
Look at that. He's gone. Oh, he fell out of the river.
That's okay.
Put that child back in the river. Oh, there's the other one. All right.
Yes.
That'll take care of the future generations.
All right, so now I would like my Romulus. Romulus is played by Jenny May. And Remus is Charlie Zizix. You're going to get under the river. And
under the river?
Yes, as though you're in the river. Get in the river.
Okay.
So get under there. Get off, crawl around.
Hello.
And of course your clothes get a little knocked off under the river.
Yeah,
because you're in the river.
Oh, yeah,
so
the river.
Now my Facebook camera cannot see their clothes getting knocked off. So let's have some clothes getting knocked off a little bit. Yeah, you know, like the top. But Facebook camera, don't show that. Facebook camera, don't show that. Okay. So now they're just, and as they're sort of drowning, they're kind of drowning in the river, the wolf is going to be on the edge of the river. Yes.
Oh no.
The looper is there.
Little wolf.
And the looper, of course, has big teats. Yes. And since the Facebook camera is not watching now, I can't tell.
It's no.
Okay.
No.
So we can show the teats of the great wolf.
Show your great teats.
The lovely natural teats that are going to suckle our heroes, who are actually heroines. And here they are. They are going to be rescued by the wolf. Now, rescue them and bring them up with the bonobos onto here, and you can suckle on the teats of the great MILF wolf, the looper. And interestingly, looper is the word for wolf in Latin, and the word lupa also means sex worker. How about it? And so this is the great wolf MILF. I'm not sure what this says about how Romans and their animals behave together, but I do bet that some of those Tuscan shepherds got their calcium straight from the teat. Yes, indeed. As they are now, Romulus and Remus, so beautiful, opening their big sacred sex worker wolf's furry coat and sucking on her nourishing natural teats. Yes, more into oral passion than passionate oratory right now, but they are growing up. They're growing.
Yeah, I can see them growing.
Wolves are great nurturing mothers. You know, we love wolves. And there are some people that have been raised by wolves, no doubt, and that's okay. I mean, in fact, maybe some of the best people have been raised by wolves, because wolves are so loving. And, you know, save the wolves. They've now taken them off the endangered species list, and they should be on always. So they grow up, Romulus and Remus.
They look like adults now.
And they look like adults.
They grew up.
And so the the lovely wolf can now sit down over here on the edge right here. And Romulus and Remus are now grown up, so you can stand up.
Are they twins?
Well, you know, they're kind of
They're twins,
yeah.
They're twins. Not identical,
I mean, they're
just
not identical
roommates.
Twins, right.
Just one.
Right.
Mates.
Yeah, yeah. Let's show one boob. Yeah.
One boob each,
right. This is sort of like the Amazon women of ancient Greek.
You have too many boobs?
Okay, two boobs.
Too many boobs.
Okay, that's whatever amount of boobs you wish. Okay, and we need a microphone for her. You hold microphones.
We're getting one. We're getting one. Hold on to that one.
Okay.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, she's good.
She's mic'd. No,
so,
hi,
Romulus.
Hi.
Hey.
Don't switch microphones, please. Don't switch microphones, please. Thank you.
Okay. So Romulus and Remus grow up and vow revenge on their evil great uncle, Amulius. That would be you, Captain Max.
Mamma mia.
That's right.
Cosa fanno queste donne?
Right. And they kill him. They kill Uncle Amulius. Can you put his dick back in his mouth? But since Uncle Amulius is doing camera and can't be
killed. Not anymore. He has liberated himself.
Oh, are you going to be spanked now?
His pants up. No, he's not going to be spanked.
Okay. So we're going to spank our presidents.
Spank
right
him.
Here.
Spank that president.
Spank that president.
Bad
yes.
president.
And see, we spank instead of killing here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Or in this case, we're flogging the hog that is this criminal, corrupt president who's worse than mean old Uncle Amulius because he not only kills a couple of children, he kills and cages so many children. And by the way, check out my piece on Rush Limbaugh in Counterpunch because he's the king of creeps, even if this mean old Uncle Trump gave him the Medal of Freedom, and now he is gagged.
He doesn't deserve to be
that
called
That is the
uncle.
Only way he is allowed to be in Bonoboville under gag order with Sunshine's Valentine Red, or I should say Lupercalian Red, penis balloon. Rah! 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 Ah, flogging. Oh, I see you got some big floggers. By the way, these are Jux Leather, and this is a Jux Leather big flogger here.
Oh, perfect.
So
for
I don't have a lot of room, but let's give them, a big flogging here and here and here. Flog those balls. All right. And we'll be using these floggers later. But now that our two brothers, you can sit down here for a moment by the wolf. After all, you've never left your mother, the wolf. Mm. And she nurtures you whenever you need to suckle. And so they give the city of Alba Longa back to their mother, Queen Rhea Silvia, and her grandfather, King Numitor, but they decide, being sort of entrepreneurial young men, that they would like to found a new city. And so they find seven hills and they create this new city. And as they start to create it, being sons of Mars and not bonobos, they fight. You want to fight?
You want to fight?
Not really. I mean, don't hurt each other. Yeah, you too. Okay, so you're going to fight, and they're actually fighting over a fence, or you could call it a wall. Yeah, and fighting over a fence, or you could call it a wall. But in any case, as they're fighting, and, you know, they...
Like for real?
Yeah,
like...
Well, they're fighting for real, but you guys... I mean, actually, Romulus kills Remus. It's terrible.
So you kill me?
Yes. And so, wait, but you're not going to really kill Remus.
Whoa.
You're going to spank Remus or flog Remus. You could take one of these floggers. And Remus, you're going to get on your hands and knees and show off that beautiful ass. You might as well show off those beautiful titties, too.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And maybe Romulus can get a little show off those titties or one titty as you flog your brother. Symbolic of killing.
It's only a wall.
Yes. And there we go. What a beautiful heart-shaped ass. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. And we're now flogging the lovely butt of Remus.
That's nice.
Yeah, it looks nice. And she's using a Jux Leather flogger, of course. Jux Leather, one of the great sponsors of Lupercalia. Yes. As the wolf watches, a little sad that one of her pups is killing the other one.
Help me, Mom.
But, you know, this is how it goes in ancient Rome. So, I think we're sufficiently flogged there. Romulus, actually, according to the legend, here you can take this, regrets killing his brother Remus. So yeah, you can cry a little over it. And you don't even really have to be convincing about crying, because this was politics back then. You know, he said, oh, I'm sorry, I did it, I didn't mean to do it, it was just a fight.
Whatever.
You know, but he doesn't lose much sleep before founding the city of both of their dreams. But no, he doesn't call it Reem after his beloved brother. He calls it Rome after himself.
Good job.
Because
you have to say like this one.
That's how
Roma, my city.
Politicians roll.
Roma.
Yes. He conveniently forgets his beloved bro.
Roma.
At this time, Roma, correct.
I like the dead girl.
Mamma mia.
Right.
La figlia.
But, you know.
La what?
The children.
We do like the dead girl. And so we're going to bring her back to life.
Bring her back.
Resurrect me.
In fact, the spirit of Remus lives on in a college fraternity. I'm wearing my college panties, by the way, as you can see.
Yeah.
My Yale panties, everybody. We all have different colleges. And so the College of Remus is called the Lupercae Fabi. And the College of Romulus is called the Lupercae Quintili. And as time passes, these two fraternities populated by young, nearly naked, well, topless, frat boys, meet at the Ides of February. Every year, within the dark, womb-like cave of the Lupercal, where the wolf still presides. And here, in the cave, with the she-wolf, also means sex worker, and I'm sure they had a few sex workers in that cave.
Yes, sir, we have a sex workers in the cave.
Looper loopa.
I'm going to know that, because I go to the cave once in a while.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And the spirit of the wolf, who suckled their great-great-great-grandfathers, resides in that cave. And in that ancient cave, the naked young frat brothers and their priestly leaders sacrificed a goat. Sunshine, of course, is a Capricorn. And so she is playing the goat, which is why she looks like she got punched in the nose. That is supposed to be a goat. So you get on your hands and knees now, Sunshine. That's right. And oh, you're supposed to take my cloak. And just kind of put it over you. Don't put your arms through it. Just like that, yeah. And bend forward. I think your teats should be sticking out too. You know, because goats have milk.
Yay. Goats have teeth.
And after all, goat milk is a very important part of the story. So you now get on your hands and knees, and the Lupercae will now sacrifice the goat. But we don't actually sacrifice the goat, because we don't do that here. We just flog the goat, and we have floggers here provided by Jux Leather. And so the wolf is going to flog the goat. Not too hard. Our goat is very sensitive. And actually, according to legend, they also sacrificed a dog. But that's a little bit much for us, especially because our Betsy just left us. And by the way, another rest in peace, Betsy. We love you, Betsy.
Rest in peace, Betsy.
Rest in peace, Betsy.
Okay. So now they skin the goat. Actually, that's true. And, I mean, you know, you can keep flogging the goat. They skin the goat, and now they take the skin of the goat, and they make loincloths. And these long strips that they call February, which is where we get our term February. And each of them gets one of these, and you get one too, because
I'm good.
You know, you're a good goat. And let's see. These are also made by Jux Leather. These are kind of leftovers from last year, though. So here, you get one that's got a keychain on it. And
ooh,
now they also get very drunk, drinking the wine as they did back in those days. And actually, they still do these frat boy parties. And they took their February and they ran through the hills of ancient Italy when Rome was young. And then they went into the streets of Rome and they smacked the hands or the butts or the backs of willing young women and maybe some old women and maybe some old men. The young men were definitely running around. No, they would do men too. This was non-gender discriminatory. And they mostly did this consensually. I can't say totally because, you know, there might have been a few reluctant floggies. But mostly they wanted to be flogged. I would say most of the people of Rome would present their butts. Or if they were shy, they present their hands, maybe their boobs. And they would present them because they felt that this was good luck and that it would make them fertile. That's why the women especially wanted it. Although maybe some of the old men wanted to be fertile too. And so, you know, in my opinion, it might not have been so scientific as an IVF clinic, but it certainly, I think, had an effect, because after all that whipping, let's have a little more whipping, folks. Yes, a little more whipping. After all that fun whipping, it certainly did whip up the local populace into a frenzy of sex, because the Lupercalia would generally last for over a week, maybe 10 days. Yeah, it would go on and on and on. And it would certainly create a baby boom around harvest time.
We had great parties in Rome.
You know?
Not like LA.
That's what I'm talking about.
He knows all about it.
And, you know, it was...
Totally going to put a baby in there.
I'm not saying it was all perfect.
Do it.
But it was a lot of fun. It was a time of whipping up the populace, of communal ecstasy, of lust being expressed for all. And everyone could participate. You didn't need money. You didn't need a special honey. You just needed to put your ass in the air.
Put your ass in the air.
And,
like you don't care.
You know, all that public whipping and fucking was a little too sexy than a paper Valentine. A little too sexy for the church, which took over. And at the end of the 5th century, the church squelched Lupercalian enthusiasm by making Lupercalia illegal and turning Pan with his horns and his tail and his closeness to the earth and his lustiness. They turned Pale and Pan into the devil. We know Satan is really an extension of the great Lord of the Wild, Pan. And so they made Pan evil and branded that horny old Lupercalian goat, and all communal, orgiastic, sacred sex as satanic, as in league with the devil. And, then they plunked down St. Valentine's Day, you know, totally sexless, lots of hopelessly romantic love and death on essentially the same date as the old Lupercalia, you know, February 14th. The Lupercalia was usually like around the 12th through the 20th, the height being around the 16th. So they kind of said, hey, you want a holiday here? You got a holiday. And they appropriated the vivid color of goat's blood smeared on human skin as a signature shade, red with a touch of white goat's milk. And speaking of that, one of the things that they would do in that cave is they would smear the blood of the goat on the forehead of each of the Lupercai. And as you can see, I have a heart on my forehead. And so who wants to take the first symbol? Would you like a heart or an X or anything else? A heart. Say it into the microphone.
Oh, I'd love a heart, please.
Okay, Juicy May, you are gonna get yourself a beautiful red heart. Just perfect for your beauty.
Thank you so much.
And your heart. Okay.
Yay!
And wait. Usually they'd laugh, right? I don't know why they'd laugh. They go, who wants the next? Would you like something?
I will take a heart.
You will
love
take
hearts.
A heart too. Okay. So here we go, Remus. You have been reincarnated as the spirit of the heart, and there you go.
Thank
here
you.
She is.
Yay.
Beautiful Charlie as Remus with a heart. And of course our wolf.
Yes, Mama.
Should get a heart. Yes. Would you like a heart or something else? Where's your mic?
Heart, please.
What?
A heart, please.
A what?
A heart.
A heart. Oh, okay. That's easy. And there you go. A heart for Rihanna.
Nice. Beautiful.
Look at that heart.
Ooh. Nice shot.
And my lovely sacrificial goat, you've already been sacrificed. What would you like? Something different?
Okay, yeah.
An X. Well, that's certainly...
Do what you want. I'm your canvas. What do you want to do?
You got an X, girl. You are X-rated.
Ciao!
There you go. So, everybody show their insignia to the cameras. And we are marked by the Lupercal. Yes, indeed. And these marks...
Can I see each face, kind of? I want to see the
each of the
faces and the lips and the,
yes.
The nose and the ears and the yum.
You're dead, she said.
I'm dead too.
Yeah,
you're
there's a lot
dead.
Of dead what people, the but they come okay. back to life. And so they took this red heart. And they turned it into, the symbol of Valentine's Day. But really, the heart is nothing, I think, like the cardiac organ that beats within our chest. Although it's a little bit like the breast. But it's mostly, can I see somebody's butt? Fully, but can I pull down? Yes. I'll cover it. I'll cover the. What will I see?
You can see my butt.
Okay.
Yay.
Yay.
why don't you get up here?
I have the best view.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay. And here we have the butt of Charlie. And
whoa.
What a beautiful
Mamma mia.
Heart-shaped
Roma,
ass.
Come sei bella,
and this
Roma.
Is why I say that the heart is really not that cardiac organ inside of our chest. It always takes a leap to try to make it that. It's really much more of a well-whipped, heart-shaped ass, right? Can we have some applause for Charlie's Woo-hoo! Beautiful ass?
Yay!
Also, the church took Cupid, who was a virile young man, and turned it into a baby. Turned him into this baby that I'm wearing from my ears. But, you know, that's really what a lot of the...
Are these the two babies that I threw in the river? Wow.
Commercializing and sanitizing.
I'm glad the wolf saved you.
Too.
This commercializing and sanitizing of the beautiful holiday of Lupercalia, sugar poisoning its lusty lusty history with the forced romance of Valentine's Day. But we are bringing it back from the anals.
From the
prehistoric
anals.
Rome to the heart-shaped asses and anals of Bonoboville. And floggers, not flowers, is the battle cry of the Lupercalians. However, we like floggers and flowers here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. So, everybody gets one of my...
Aww. Merci.
Thank you so
and
much.
Can we make sure Trump is gagged? I don't like him ungagged.
He needs to stay gagged.
And you get a flower.
This is my first Valentine flower.
And...
Yeah, me too, actually.
And you get a flower. There you go. And you
no flower for Trump.
No flower for Trump. But now, let's have a little flogging with the flowers, shall we? You can get other flowers if yours breaks.
Flogging with the shot. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Flogging with the flowers.
You get flogged?
Oh, yeah, you can flog me, baby.
Yay.
Flog. Woo-hoo! Pan.
It's all because of us Romans.
Yeah, baby. Flog
me. It's all about us. We brought
yeah, you know, sometimes I think that the heart is really the pussy. But I think it's more the ass, but could be the pussy.
Open to interpretation, perhaps.
Yes. Exactly. But the point is, you're supposed to... Whose ass can I have? It doesn't have to be a bare ass.
You just need to get flogged.
Feel the burn! Feel the burn! Yes, indeed. In more ways than one. Feel that burn, baby. Burn, burn. Bernie 2020!
Woo!
I know, I'm blue no matter who, because I got to get Trump out. But my favorite, the most bonobo, most pan-like candidate is Bernie. So, I know, they're trying to get him out of there, but all I can say is, show me that ass. Feel the burn!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have hearts like all over my body.
And she
like
has a heart on her butt. And hearts all over her body. She's made for Lupercalia.
And it's had a rose tattoo. So it's like...
Wow.
You are aligned.
I'm just so romantic.
And a rose. Look at that. Let's show the rose tattoo. Right. And the rose... Yeah.
You're aligned with the universe right now.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect.
Mamma mia.
Beautiful.
I'm coming from Rome. And it's just like the old country.
That is the story of Lupercalia. And why I like to celebrate it is it's better to have your buns beaten consensually on Lupercalia than your heart broken badly on Valentine's Day. So I do hope you all have a good Valentine's Day whenever you celebrate. But if you feel like you could have that heartbreak, just forget it and get that ass beat by a friend, you know. Or you could do the beating.
And slog yourself, yeah.
Yeah. So I want to have a big hand for my cast. This was all totally improvisational. Commedia erotica of Bonoboville with Rhiannon Ahrens reprising her role as the Looper, also called the Lupa, the wolf sex worker, and Juicy May as Romulus. Let's have another applause.
Woo! Juicy May!
And Charlie, how do you pronounce that last
Zizek.
Name?
Hey. Charlie Zizek.
Zizek. Zizek.
Vivek.
As Remus. Yeah. And the example of our heart-shaped ass. And of course, Sunshine McWain. The sacrificial goat. And where's Anna? Anna, who played the Tiber River, please.
Yes, come here.
Come forward, Anna. Come forward. I want to give you a rose. Here's Anna. Okay, well, you get two. Woo! Anna is played the Tiber River.
Yay!
Along with Harry, who's actually doing camera right now. So, how long do we have?
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, and you.
You forgot.
I forgot. My Valentine.
Aww.
Yes. The mean,
the
old,
great one. I'm not
great
mean, look,
uncle.
They're here. They didn't die. After
Amulius is played by Captain Max of Rome. Take a bow.
I'm going to bring you this from my older country.
How much time do we have?
You have 25 a minute.
All right, great.
So let's talk.
Let's talk for a few minutes.
Yeah, everybody get comfortable.
And tell me how you doing. First of all, Juicy May arrived mid Lupercalian storytelling. So we're so happy to have you come back. And
thank you. I'm
again.
Happy to be here.
All right.
I'm happy to see you.
What's happening?
Well, I have new content coming in ManyVids, which is Juicy May, ManyVids.com.
Featuring your famous signature squirting?
Yes. Reason why called Juicy. Well, Dr. Susan knows why.
Because she squirts like a geyser of desire.
Squirts on command.
Beautiful. Right? I don't know about on command.
Almost.
I would say just almost. Squirts a lot.
Yeah, a lot. Right. I mean, obviously, to be like in the
mood. All right. So, speaking of mood, how did you enjoy Lupercalia? Have you celebrated this holiday?
I haven't really celebrated Valentine's. I never, you know, I believe that every day is love day.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. And Valentine's Day is pressure. And pressure is the enemy of pleasure.
Yes.
So I'm with
and
you.
And I don't want people to feel that kind of pressure, you know? Like rushing from work and going to buy roses. Like, it's ridiculous. It's like, every day should just be a celebration of love. Like a beautiful,
juicy,
loving day every day.
Maybe we should just celebrate Juicy May.
Well, you can do that.
Sure, have a Juicy May Day.
Juicy May Day. Yeah, well, Valentine's Day is also World Bonobo Day. And you're very bonobo. You won most bonobo last year. This year you weren't on the show, but you're in the running for next year. So
I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
I went through like a weird time. Yeah, like I was living out of my car but like life is better now. Like
good.
I'm actually in a good place. But it was an interesting place to be, you know, to like go through that. And it just,
so how long did you live in your car?
I lived in my car for 3 months.
Wow.
And I stopped doing like adult stuff and I just got back to it and I made like a bunch of new content and it's good. I'm in a good place. I was in a bad place. Now I'm in a good place. But that's what life is all about. Right?
The good place.
I mean, we want to remain.
Is that a TV show?
We want to remain in the good. We want to stay in good place. You know, the good place. Right. Obviously, yeah. You know, but.
But
yeah.
That means you're dead. But it's okay if it's Lupercalia because everybody comes back to life. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, great.
That's
okay.
Your own personal opinion.
Well, we're happy to have you back.
And
is this your first Lupercalia, Charlie? Or have you celebrated before?
I went to like someone's bonfire that was for Lupercalia once.
Ah, very good, very good.
That was about it.
That was it. Well, did you whip each other? Or?
Yeah, there was like a lot of other sex going on, but I wasn't.
Ah, sex at that time. But, great. Did they tell the story?
Not really. They were just like, it's Lupercalia, like fuck Valentine's Day.
Ah,
and they were like, we need to be wild and like
pagan.
Be our free selves.
Yes.
That's the way I want to celebrate Valentine's Day.
So
that's the original Valentine's Day. Like I say, it's
the Lupercalia.
The church kind of put Valentine's Day on top of Lupercalia because they were afraid of this sexual primal energy that Lupercalia can release, such as at that bonfire. So, all right. Well, we know you've celebrated many a Lupercalia. This is your second Lupercalia.
Yeah, my second one. No. Second time as a goat, too.
Okay. Yeah. You're the goat is your character.
I guess so, yeah. I was literally born to be a goat. Yeah. Capricorn.
I was going
to
say you were born for it.
I was born for it, yeah.
Does it have anything to do with lubricant?
Well, it could. Let's just say that's a fun.
It does now.
It does, yeah, sure.
Or, no, wolf, sorry.
Yeah. Would you like some?
Yeah, wolf and sex worker.
Always.
Lubricant?
Wishful thinking.
Personal lubricant.
I think we do.
She's our personal lubricant.
There's peaches.
There we go.
We do have peaches. You know, because we've been having impeachment parties, but the motherfucker's already been impeached.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know if that worked to our advantage, but in any case, impeachment is forever. He was acquitted, but only because his stooges, Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and the others, were just prohibiting the sharing of witnesses and documents, which is really what a trial is about. So I don't consider it an acquittal. I consider it just a skip over.
He's impeached forever.
Well, there you go.
These guys are gangsters. They're like RICO operators. They're stealing and plundering, taking away our rights. You know, so we can be.
This is one of the babies. I see.
Yeah, one of the
babies. Oh, one of the babies. We found one of the babies.
We found one. Well, we'll throw it back in the So anyway, we're here for Lupercalia, and we've got a few more minutes. Let's see. We should do something kind of sexy, right?
Sexy.
Are you in the mood for squirting?
Are you in the mood?
Wow.
Could I get you in the mood?
We can spank all the crew.
Would you like to ride the motor bunny? Would you like to ride the motor bunny?
Spank the crew. Spank the
crew. We can see you. Well, why don't we get it out?
Get out the motor bunny. All right, so who wants to wrap it up?
Okay.
Let's wrap it up.
I probably need a drink.
Okay.
What would you like?
You got here
a drink
late,
as well.
So we'll get the drink. And
sure,
what would you like? What is
good.
That?
This is champagne.
Oh, would you like some champagne?
I would love it.
Yeah, okay, champagne.
Oh,
I mean, I would love that. Thank you so much.
This is my personal champagne, though. You can have it.
You know what could make me squirt? Honestly, like just someone like flogging me.
All right.
Ooh.
Oh, you need to get flogged.
You need to get flogged. Okay. Well, position.
Here's what I want. Okay.
Would you like a couple people flogging you?
I would like to be flogged while I am riding.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds perfect.
Sounds good.
Okay, so we're gonna wrap up the motor bunny.
Yes.
And we're definitely going to turn the Facebook cameras away. I think they've been turned away this whole show. I apologize, Facebook cameras, but, that's how it is.
Lupercalia
is wild. It is way beyond the ability of Marky Z and his puritanical sensibilities. Mm-hmm. So here we go. We are very safe sex oriented here on the Dr. Susan Block Show.
If you're watching on Facebook, you can go to drsusanblock.com/live.
Okay.
And you can watch it uncensored. Unfortunately, we have to censor it. I get it.
Yeah, no, we do.
You don't get it.
Lupercalia is a censorable thing. So now you're going to be one of the floggers, I think.
Yes, I will flog.
Okay, you're going to be a flogger. By the way, this bag that I'm using here was made by Abby Martin, the great Abby Martin.
Okay.
And we love Abby Martin. She's currently suing Georgia for discrimination against her. And she's just an amazing progressive commentator. I think they wouldn't, they made her sign something that said she wouldn't say anything against Israel settlements. You know, and she will not be censored. Abby Martin.
Yeah, but to who was she going to say?
She was going to speak before, I think it's University of Georgia. And so she's suing them now, and I hope she wins. Feel the burn. Yeah, yeah. She's also a Bernie supporter.
In my days, they were called fascists.
And she was on the show. If you want to see that show, it's at drsusanblock.com/Abby-Martin. Or you can watch it on YouTube, because that one we don't have
any
pussies or titties on that one. Although she's gorgeous. So
I love that.
You can masturbate to watching her talk about politics.
If you're really sapiosexual, you can listen
to her talk. Okay, so now Juicy May is getting ready.
So why not have an orgasm on
Lupercalia.
Lupercalia Day, right?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Lupercalia is about flogging, is about communal ecstasy, is about orgasms. It's about equal opportunity sexiness. So so here you are. You're wearing red, which is good.
And she's super sexy.
You're super sexy.
So sexy.
So who's going to get me in the mood? Who's going to help me?
Well, we have the beautiful... Maybe you should show her your boobs, you know. I think you like her boobs?
Yeah.
Yes, please show me your boobs.
Okay, and I'll bring out my little titties. And maybe, Sunshine, you should bring out yours, too. Just so that everybody, and I know that the loopers are already out.
Like
come on up here.
Like my nipples pierced. Who thinks I should get my nipples pierced?
I do.
I don't care. You could if you want. No. I'm good either way. Okay.
Okay, you play with her boobs, and I will jack off your stiletto right here.
All
right.
Yeah, you jack off my stiletto.
Now, so wait, I gotta hold this then.
Switch.
Now he's gonna like switch this shit.
I will switch this shit.
Is the camera running?
And
yeah. Okay.
You gotta get on it first, though. You gotta get on it, and maybe we'll lift this little item here. And
little item.
Yeah, right. That's what Rush Limbaugh called me,
that's
a little
what
item.
He said.
But
oh my gosh.
I got him back for that. So now you're going to get flogged. And how you feeling?
Oh, nice view.
Now I'm feeling turned on.
Okay.
Does anybody else want to flog her?
You want to operate this so I can hold. Do you know how to do this? Push it this way and that way.
Here, take that flogger and I'll touch her.
Here she is, Juicy May. Juicy May is getting so juicy. Do you like to have your nipples pinched? After all, you're going to get them pierced.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I'll get you going.
Maybe you want to just look at that gorgeous Charlie over here. Yeah, just playing with your titties. And spanking that ass. Oh, yeah. Beautiful heart-shaped ass.
She's so hot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, breathe in it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, girl. Oh, Juicy May. Juicy May squirt, you never know. Here she goes.
Juicy May squirt.
Yeah, just raise that volume.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. The motor bunny is also getting involved in Lupercalia. I mean, we know there's goats and wolves, but there's also a bunny, and here she is, riding that bunny, Juicy May. Oh yeah, Juicy May.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Oh, there she goes. There she goes.
She's squirting. Oh, she's totally squirting.
All over Jocks.
All over Jocks.
Jocks is so excited.
Well, he did provide. Too late with the towel. We're going to have to wash the... No, we... Well, okay. She can use the towel to wipe off. Yeah. She came so good.
I'm the same way.
Let's have a hand.
Man,
for
Jocks
the
Juicy
Day. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, pansexual, squirting enthusiasts, that is Amrita. Holy water, brothers and sisters. Holy water. It's good for the skin, and it's also good for your skirt, Jux. I think it'll last a lot longer.
Whoa. It's greatly improved.
Yeah, rub that in.
How you feeling?
Good. Thank you, you guys. Yeah. That was awesome.
Well, thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
Thank you again. Let's have another hand because it's amazing.
So now we can all roll around in the floor in our squirt.
Yeah. That is like totally amazing.
Yeah.
All right. So does anyone want to lick the floor? No, I guess not right now. We don't have people that are that submissive. So one day we'll have a floor licker when we have squirt.
Floor licker. That's what we need.
That's what we need.
I already put an ad in.
Actually, we probably can get those from
our
followers.
Yeah, actually, at all the peep shows I worked at, you could find them easily.
Yeah. Well, how are you feeling? Feeling relieved?
I feel amazing. Like, I like the energy of, like, people around me. And I get, like, I should have come from the 1970s and been, like, having orgies and, like, or, like, the 60s, 70s. You know, like, I find, like, now it's, like, I've never been to an orgy, actually. As sexual as I am, I haven't actually...
Now it's all very professional.
You are the orgy.
Wait,
like this felt a little bit that kind of vibration, like everyone around me, like...
Yeah, I
mean, it turns me on. I have to admit it. It does turn me on.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful.
I love it.
I totally get it.
Me too.
I'm just gonna say the '80s also had a lot of orgies.
Okay.
I participated in a few,
like
quite a few, and even the beginning of the '90s, right? Captain Max I went on a few dates.
We did
to orgies.
Dates.
Nice.
And
I was
awesome.
Like in kindergarten. Damn it! I mean,
and it was great.
Kindergarten in the '80s.
It was really frightening.
Yeah. You know, like it's very inspiring. Even if you don't actually have sex at the orgy, if you just go with your Valentine, you will get so inspired by the sight and the sound and the smell. And this is
a voyeur.
Our humanity. Just like bonobos, we, I believe, are meant to see and feel and experience other people having sex around us.
I agree with
that.
I totally agree.
You know, and I feel that our church and synagogue and temple-driven world, our capitalist-driven world that drives all our sex energy into just procreation instead of recreation and into making money to pay for those flowers and that yacht trip and whatever you need to impress your Valentine. You know, all that energy used to be just channeled into lust and play and sharing and what they would call communal ecstasy. And yeah, it's kind of socialism. It is. And that's what they're afraid of. That's what all these people who are afraid of Bernie, who are afraid of socialism, even the Denmark kind. We're not talking about the Soviet Union or even Cuba. We're talking about just basic care for each other and maybe some orgies, right?
Lots of orgies.
Lots of orgies.
Probably, should be policy.
At least some, I say.
Part of the policy. Yeah.
I think orgies should be subsidized. You know what I'm saying?
I do too.
Subsidized.
Certainly sex work should be subsidized.
Well
and because we have too many incels. And you know, they're multiplying because there's so much procreation going on.
Right.
So much channeling of sexuality into procreation and they're criminalizing abortion. And they're on the verge of criminalizing birth control. So there's going to be more and more people who don't have sex. And who are frustrated, and who have guns,
It's horrible.
Unless we make a change, unless we fight for the change we believe in, unless we fight for a little socialism. I'm going to have a guest on the show. I forget her name. But she wrote a book called something about women have better sex under socialism.
Yeah, right.
And
Kristen Gutschy.
Thank you.
Professor from Philadelphia.
Yeah, from my hometown, yeah. Which is not a very sexy place. But nevertheless, you know, sometimes it breeds people like me and her who have these sexy ideas because we're so frustrated. And yeah, I mean, it's something that's so basic. You know, Barbara Ehrenreich calls it collective joy. I call it communal ecstasy. And I believe that it satisfies a need in our soul that we are not satisfied by shopping or even by concerts and certainly not by sporting events.
But there is communities that are like changing.
There are communities that are changing. And it is ecosexual, brothers and sisters. It doesn't damage the earth. I mean, unless you keep the lights on the whole time. But, you know, or unless you have to fly to your orgy or, you know.
Yeah, right, airplane.
I mean, I guess there's always ways. But the orgy itself is very, you know, environmentally friendly, really. I mean, you're expending all kinds of human energy and getting all kinds of satisfaction, and you're not damaging the earth.
And you don't need Prozac.
Well, maybe. Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps one of the reasons so many of us do need antidepressants, and I'm not against them. Listen, they've saved the life of some of people that are very close to me.
True.
But yeah. I do think that what they're lacking, perhaps, is some of this element, some of this communal sharing, this ecstasy, that is hard to get from just one person. You know, and I'm all for the one person. I've been married over almost 28 years, and I love it. I believe in it. But I also believe in Juicy May, and I also believe in Rhiannon the Looper, and I also now believe in Charlie, and I always believe in Sunshine. Sunshine brings so much sunshine. And, you know, all you people in Bonoboville, who are taking pictures, and you people who are listening, who are watching, you all give me sexual energy. You give me that energy, so I don't need to take Prozac, and so I don't kill my husband with all my needs, because I have this exhibitionistic, orgiastic, voyeuristic need that is fulfilled by Lupercalia and by all the other events that we have in Bonoboville. It's a beautiful thing, and it doesn't necessarily have to involve fucking, although fucking is great, but, you know, it can. It doesn't have to. Outer course can be just as sexy as intercourse, as our bonobo cousins show us, because they spend very little time on intercourse. They spend lots of time on stuff like we've been doing, you know, playing and touching,
like,
and massaging.
Psychological, like, sexual play is fun, you know?
Yes.
I've actually had an orgasm with a man looking at me from across the kitchen, like a man that I love.
Whoa.
Yeah, I came as he was looking at me from across the kitchen.
That's, like, so awesome.
Like,
well,
literally.
Yeah,
I squirted.
And, I mean, it might not sound as awesome, but phone sex
is
also a great thing. And you do webcam.
Yeah, I do webcamming.
And, you know, I mean, it might not be the real thing, but you can't always have the real thing. You know, you can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you can get what you need, and you can get an orgasm, and you can make contact with a human being through our technology.
Yeah, it's about the energy, you know.
It's the energy that sometimes can come through the phone or the webcam even sexting, although that's a little weird. Well, I don't know. It's not weird. I'm just too old.
It depends on the energy.
The sexting, yeah. Right.
And deciding whether you want to live in a violent world or you want to live in a peaceful world, in your own world.
Sure.
And how you bring peace to others. Because right now, what we have in Washington is a bunch of thieves and thugs and military guys, okay? And they're rapists. These are rapists.
Right.
These guys are going to take every dime and every soul, and they don't even want to give a little piece of bread to a kid that can't eager, doesn't have money.
Oh. We can change that with orgasms.
Yeah.
I believe so, for sure.
Orgasms and a little bit of socialism. Just a little bit of socialism, brothers and sisters. So we're almost out of time. I do want to, you know, thank you again. Get all your information. Let's start with the new girl. Yeah. Where can we find you?
Where?
My name's Charlie Zizix. You can find me. I have a website, upoffzizix.com. You can subscribe and get my content there. Or you can follow me on Twitter, and that's Charlie Zizix on Twitter, or Charlie ZVB on Instagram.
All right.
You can find all my stuff there.
And we certainly will, because we're so excited to have you here, and we'd love to have you back.
Yeah.
You know, so where do we find you again, Juicy May?
So go to manyvids.com, Juicy May. So all my content is there, and I have new, like, juicy, squirty, like, stuff.
Juicy, squirty, fun stuff. We got a little taste of that. The holy water,
brand
the
Amrita.
And by the way, our looper, Rhiannon Ahrens, is also one of the stars of our magazine. I'm looking for one.
I'm in this one like 12 times.
Susie, we're out of power.
Okay, so get it. Spankin' Art.
Yes.
Yes. Rhiannon is in it. Lupercalia in it. It's also got
baguette spanking.
Dominatrixes against Donald Trump.
Indeed.
And Susie,
thank you, Mistress Tara, and and thank you, Sunshine, for being a great goat. And and thank you all. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Happy World Bonobo Day. Follow the bonobo way. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you. Happy Lupercalia! Woo! Happy
Lupercalia! Talk to someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.
With someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust. Greater trust and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important ecosexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.